Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Up, beautiful people. And I really hope you all are having a great one out there. It is an absolutely beautiful day outside. And, you know, I'm expecting, well, like a scattered shower or two on today. But for the most part, it is going to be absolutely beautiful with rain happening, I think, actually a little bit after I get off the air today. But it's going to clear up as the day goes on. But thank you so much. Man, we got a lot to get to on this July 7th because Patrick Mahomes, he broke the internet yesterday with his massive decade-long contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs locked up Mahomes through 2031 with this massive, crazy extension. And I want to talk about that contract. And I'm going to tell you why it's so significant for one very important reason. But also why this contract is kind of a win-win for both sides. Let's say, just in case, Patrick Mahomes was to tremendously just get fat and happy and his play was to digress. I'm just saying, I want to talk about why this is a win-win, because you really got to look at the details of this contract to fully grasp it. No doubt Patrick Mahomes is going to get paid handsomely, but there are some things that, I don't know what word to use here, that kind of protect the Chiefs. All right, so we'll dive into that. Also, I'm going to give you guys an update on what is the NBA restart and why I continue to feel like this is just the wrong idea right now, and that the NBA is just trying to force a round peg in a small square hole right now. It's just not adding up to me. And there's an obvious reason why the NBA is trying to restart. I just think it's the wrong reason. And when you take into account what is happening in our nation right now when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and how the numbers are continuing to soar and how people out there are continuing to ignore social distancing guidelines, continuing to ignore mask protocols, our country is in a really tough position right now. So I'll get to that and so much more. If you would like to be a part of the show, you know how you can do so. Pick up that phone and text us at 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527. You can also call that number and leave us a voicemail. I've been pubbing that the last few days. Leave us a voice message and, hey, we'll roll it in right now on this week's WKAR's Current Sports, all right? You can also weigh in courtesy of social media. Just simply tweet us at WKAR News. You can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or just leave us a comment anywhere at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. You know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, let's start here. Two former Michigan State football All-Americans in Darquez Dennard and the late Mike Sadler have been named to the Big Ten Network's All-Decade Team. How about that? Now, the All-Decade Team was selected by a panel of 24 media members who cover Big Ten football. Dennard and Sadler were both on the 2013 Spartan team that defeated number 2 Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game out in Indy, beat number 5 Stanford in the 100th Rose Bowl, and finished number 3 in the national polls and won a school record 13 games. Darquez Dennard and Mike Sadler were just special, special players. Dennard has now played 6 seasons from 2014 to 2019 in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals. Sadler was, of course, tragically killed in a car accident in 2016 at the age of 24. He was just so, so young, so much potential, and he was inducted after his death into the Michigan State Athletics Hall of Fame in 2016, and his legacy lives on through the Mike Sadler Foundation. So Darquez Dennard and Mike Sadler being named to the BTN, Big Ten Network, All-Decade Team, so deserving when you look at all that those two players accomplished during their playing careers, rocking the green and white. All right, Andre Rison. He is not staying quiet any longer. The former Michigan State football wide receiver said that he was actually slapped by assistant Carl Buck Nystrom in the locker room before taking the field at Illinois on October 18, 1986. He told this to ESPN. Now, when Nystrom hit Rison, who was then a sophomore, everyone in the locker room went dead silent. That's what Rison said. Now, at the time, the late George Perlis was in his fourth season. Current Alabama coach Nick Saban had been the defensive coordinator for just as long. Teammate Mark Ingram Sr. put his arm around Rison while the latter cried. This is what Rison, who is now 53 years old, this is what he told ESPN. Quote, "I shed a tear. I had never been struck by a grown man, not by my grandfather, not by my father, who wasn't in my life a lot, but I just had never been struck by any man, and then I had never been struck by a white man for sure. For a long time, I just held it in." Now, this conversation, to put it in some into some context, Rison was bringing up this conversation when he was asked to elaborate on, you know, his thoughts and feelings on the protests that have been happening in America since the murder of George Floyd at the hands of law enforcement. And because of what happened, Rison does not feel welcome on MSU's campus in East Lansing. So he just finished his four-year career, 1985 to 1988, with nearly 3,000 receiving yards, 20 touchdowns, and a 1988 Rose Bowl victory against USC during that time. So, you know, when talking about race relations here in America and listening to what Rison had to say, I can't help but think about Mel Tucker and the position that he's in. And I'm sure Mel Tucker has by now watched or read about this interview from Andre Rison, and you better believe Mel Tucker, being an African-American college football coach now here at Michigan State University, I am sure that Mel Tucker is going to reach out to Rison to try and make him feel welcome. If not, Mel, I highly advise that because Andre is such a big name in Michigan State football's history. And a lot of people forget that, yes, Andre's son, Hunter, was also a former player here at Michigan State. That was before he decided to transfer. And he's had some trouble. He has certainly had some trouble. And I believe he is now playing for a community college. Had some legal hurdles, but I really hope that, Hunter is getting where he needs to be on the right track. All right. Okay. We've got some Michigan basketball recruiting news. Juwan Howard going to work here as Michigan basketball's 2021 recruiting class is now well underway. The Wolverines added their second commit on Monday morning when Will Shedder announced his decision via his high school's Twitter account. Now, he's listed at 6'8", 225 pounds. Shedder is a three-star recruit who is ranked number 149th overall. That's according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Shedder's recruitment took off this spring as he earned offers from Arkansas, Minnesota, Iowa, Virginia Tech, Nebraska, as well as Cincinnati. Now, Shedder is the second commitment in Michigan's 2021 class, joining four-star wing Isaiah Barnes, who committed to the Wolverines on June 24th. So, again, Isaiah Barnes making that commit, and now Shedder also becoming a member of Michigan's 2021 class. All right, Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker has his second tight end commit in the 2021 recruiting class, and he plays for one of the top high school football programs in the country. I'm talking about Jake Renda, who is a three-star from IMG Academy, who announced over the weekend on Saturday his commitment to play for the Spartans. The Princeton, New Jersey native decided to transfer this offseason from Notre Dame High School in New Jersey, where he played quarterback, to attend his senior year out in Bradenton, Florida at the famed IMG Academy. Renda is ranked as the 75th best tight end in the country, according to 247 Sports. So Mel Tucker continuing to do work there. The Detroit Tigers will open up the 2020 season almost 4 months later than planned against a National League opponent that they weren't originally scheduled to play. The Tigers will play the Cincinnati Reds later on this month on July 24th at Great American Ballpark, opening a 60-game slate in an abbreviated season. Now, after three games at Cincinnati, the Tigers return to Comerica Park for four games against the Kansas City Royals, beginning just 3 days later, again on July 27th. So the Tigers will play 40 games against American League Central Division opponents. That's 10 each against the Cleveland Indians, Chicago White Sox, Minnesota Twins, and Kansas City Royals. They'll also play 20 games against the National League Central, six against the Reds, four each against the Milwaukee Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals, and three each against the Chicago Cubs and Pittsburgh Pirates. So we'll see how Major League Baseball pulls this off as, again, the pandemic numbers continue to rise. You know, many people have been following big stars in Major League Baseball who still do not feel comfortable with being out on the field. Mike Trout, he has voiced his concerns specifically as it pertains to the safety of his family, and it doesn't look as though he is going to play. So we'll see how the Tigers and other teams in Major League Baseball try and pull this off. All right, if you don't know by now, wake up. But Patrick Mahomes is a very, very, very rich man. As the Kansas City Chiefs and the Super Bowl MVP quarterback in Patrick Mahomes have reached an agreement on a 10-year contract extension that ties him to the Chiefs through the 2031 season. The team made the announcement yesterday, and the news absolutely broke the internet. I remember when I looked down at my phone yesterday, I could not believe what I was reading. League sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter that the deal is worth $450 million over the 10-year period and could be worth up to $503 million. The extension includes a $140 million injury guarantee as well as a no-trade clause. The Chiefs picked up Mahomes' fifth-year option for the 2021 season back in April, putting him under contract for the next two seasons. Mahomes had 2 years and $27.6 million left on his deal, $2.8 million this year and $24.8 million in 2021. The 10-year extension puts him under contract with the Chiefs for the next 12 seasons. But he is one paid brother, and this story dominated sports headlines everywhere yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, man, it must feel good, right? More on that in a matter of minutes. And also, Houston Rockets forward Tabo Cevallosa, he joined a growing list of players opting out of the NBA's restart last week, and the 14-year vet explained his decision on Friday. This is what Tabo Cevallosa had to say, telling Swiss news outlet Radio Television Suisse, quote, "After a round trip to Houston, I decided not to play. I do it mainly for my family. Without mentioning a name, I know that some of my teammates had COVID-19, including one with whom I've been close enough for a few days in Houston," end quote. Now, the NBA released coronavirus testing data on July 2nd, with 25 of the 351 players tested registering a positive result. Now, the results of said tests can remain private, assuming Cephalosha isn't mistaken. A Rockets player is likely among the 25 positive tests over the last week. So Tabo Cephalosha basically evaluating things and saying, yeah, I've been in close contact with at least one of those players who tested positive. I don't want any parts of playing on the hardwood right now, which, I mean, can you blame him? So I have more on the NBA's restart and why I am totally against it later on this hour. Stick around. If you would like to let your voice be heard, I would love to hear from you. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can text, or you can call us and leave us a voicemail. Again, we can't take your live calls, but you can leave us a voice message. And you can weigh in on social media, get those thumbs to working by tweeting us at WKAR News. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Or you can leave us a comment anywhere on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. So multiple ways to weigh in. Let's hit our first break. When I come back, I'll tell you about Patrick Mahomes and that massive 10-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and we now move along into our discussion period of the show by tackling the biggest sports topic that came out of Monday's Sports News Wire, and that is concerning Patrick Mahomes and this massive 10-year contract extension worth $400 million plus. Actually, I mean, we're talking about, when you look at things, we're talking about $500 million. The first $500 million contract in sports history. It is the richest sports contract ever. And of course, it just took over the sports wire. You know, when I got the news, I immediately hit up my homies and, you know, sent it to my stepdad and, you know, my uncle, and, you know, they all had just eye-popping reactions to the news. And, you know, looking around the league, you know, it would be, I guess, easy, which I wouldn't understand, though, but you got a lot of jealous people out there. At the end of the day, there is only one Patrick Mahomes. To be this young, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still a baby in the NFL. You know, he's only 24 years old. He's already won a Super Bowl. He was named Super Bowl MVP. And the things that he does on any given Sunday out there on the gridiron is just remarkable. I mean, the no-look passes, the clutch moments, the flick of the wrist throw that sails 1,000 yards, you know, the quick feet to get out the pocket. I mean, he is redefining. I always say when you look at what Patrick Mahomes as well as Lamar Jackson out in Baltimore, when you look at what those two are doing, Lamar Jackson last year's NFL MVP, when you look at what those two are doing, I mean, it is special. It is really redefining what the modern quarterback here in 2020 looks like. I mean, you know, long gone are the days where you just see a lot of quarterbacks just stand in the pocket and just, you know, making reads and making throws. Of course, you got to have that ability. I mean, that is the foundation of what makes a quarterback a quarterback. But at the same time, a lot of teams out there are looking for a Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson-like player who can improvise and make plays with his feet as well as his arm. That's become a new thing. You know, I can bring up, you know, a guy like Deshaun Watson, right? Deshaun Watson is also that kind of player. Deshaun Watson, who I also believe is an incredibly underrated player in the NFL. I mean, I think Deshaun Watson may be the most underrated player in the NFL. But you know, and all these quarterbacks, I got to make this point as well. I love it as well because they're all black. You know, I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. Heck, I mean, even throw in, you know, Mr. O Reliable, Russell Wilson into that mix as well. I mean, these are all African-American quarterbacks redefining a position that has been historically white and not too inviting to players who aren't that color, to African-American players. Simple as that. And now you got these black quarterbacks who are leading the charge and saying, yes, we are athletic, but we also can play the position fundamentally as well and get dubs and win you Super Bowls. I love this. This is huge, huge progress. And, you know, obviously the Chiefs recognize this value and they decided to pay Patrick Mahomes handsomely because of that value. I mean, we're talking about, again, this is a long-term contract. You know, I turned 30 in October. I'll be 40 years old when this contract is said and done, this 10-year contract extension worth $503 million. It's pretty amazing. That will keep him in Kansas City through 2031. And you got to love this, man. His teammates and peers in the NFL took to social media, took to Twitter to react to the contract extension. And this is how you know that you are really good at your job. When you don't have... Well, I will say this. It's a catch-22, you know, because, you know, as the old saying goes, if you don't have haters, you're doing something wrong. Like, when you have immense success, especially as a young pup, a 24-year-old young pup like Patrick Mahomes, I mean, you're going to have some people out there who are going to hate. And that's a good sign because it means you're doing something right. You're having some success. And there is always going to be someone out there who is going to hate on your success. But also being universally loved says a lot about who you are character-wise as well. You know, where you are such a nice guy, you exude so much class that it makes it hard for anybody out there, let alone your teammates and other players around the league, it makes it hard for people to dislike you. And that's the kind of personality, that's the kind of brother that Patrick Mahomes is. So, you know, looking at the reaction from Mahomes' teammates and peers in the NFL, like a Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, this is what, and they're really close as well. This is what he had to say, quote, "My locker room is across from the highest paid player in league history. God just keeps blessing me." Also, how about Tyreek Hill? Quote, "Yes, sir, my bro. We going crazy." How about Sammy Watkins? Quote, "If it's anybody in the world that deserves that much money, it's my homie. Blessings to him and his family. Seriously, good, humble dude, low maintenance, all about football and winning." And also, Mahomes' receivers are clearly happy for him, right? We're thinking about that. How about Daryl Williams? "Patrick Mahomes, yes, sir. Congrats, my brother. Well-deserved break the bank, brother." So, yeah, and it just came pouring in. You know, others around the league. You know, how about Chris Harris, who I believe is with the Chargers? "Congrats, man. Patrick Mahomes deserve all of that." J.J. Watt just simply tweeted like a gif of Shaquille O'Neal from his, I believe, his Gold Bond commercial where he's like doing a dance and smiling. So, yeah, you got I think Darius Slay. How about Darius Slay? Big play Slay, who is, no longer with the Detroit Lions. He is now a corner for the Philadelphia Eagles. But big play Slay, formerly of the Lions, he also was very ecstatic for Patrick Mahomes, saying, "OMG, bro, can start his own team." Which, yeah, that's very, very true. But you also had other athletes, like how about LeBron James saying, "Congratulations, brother. Let me hold $5. I love that. And also, Deshaun Watson, you know, other quarterbacks around the league are certainly looking at this and saying to themselves, all right, this is fantastic, because maybe a little bit of that moolah, a little bit of that contract can rub off on my future with my respective NFL team. You know, that's certainly what other players are thinking out there. Okay, you pay Patrick Mahomes that money. The Chiefs, they're looking at their organizations and saying to them, the Chiefs obviously value hardworking quarterback talent, special quarterback talent. Are you going to value me in the same fashion? Now, it may not be a $500 million contract, but will you give me something lucrative? You know, Deshaun Watson, he tweeted out after seeing the contract, just a picture with a little baby with a smirk on his face. I mean, Deshaun Watson is due for his own payday soon, along with other young athletes who have emerged as franchise QBs, as I mentioned. And they're looking at this and saying, okay, yeah, I want my cheese as well. You know, for me, immediately I thought about Dak Prescott, quarterback of my Dallas Cowboys. Now, do I think, I wouldn't put Dak Prescott in the same category, in the same stratosphere as a Patrick Mahomes. Honestly, I only think there's probably two quarterbacks in the league who I would right now put in that same category, and that's Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, maybe a Russell Wilson, but Dak Prescott, no. With that being said, though, Dak Prescott has won some big games for my Cowboys. He proved when Ezekiel Elliott was going through his situation, his contract situation, and decided to go overseas and train and hold out and so on and so forth, Dak Prescott proved that he could hold down the fort, be a leader, be an example for his team and teammates. And, you know, I was very impressed with how he handled last season. He won't get a $500 million contract, but at the same time, I do think that, you know, and again, this will be a proving year. Now that we got the tag on Dak Prescott, this will be a proving year for him. And if he proves himself, you know, I think Dak Prescott could see a payday coming his way, you know? So we'll see what happens, you know, and you know, whether the Cowboys, because there's still some time here. I don't know if that tag went in full effect just yet or if it was rumored, but I believe, you know, Dak Prescott got that. You know, looking at it now, he did get that franchise tag signed. So I'm taking guessing myself there. Just stick to it, Al. Yeah, he got the franchise tag signed, and you know, will the Cowboys offer him, you know, a big contract after this telling year? We'll see. We will see. But when looking at, I do want to say this, when looking at the contract of Patrick Mahomes, you know, there's been a lot of questions out there because in the sporting world today, that is 2020, you have to ask yourself, will a player of Mahomes' caliber, with so much mobility in today's league, in today's sporting world, will we really see Mahomes actually play out that entire deal with the Chiefs? You know, I think the likelihood is very, very slim. You know, and look, he might very well make more than $500 million over the next 12 years for sure, but the chances that both sides, Mahomes and the Chiefs, ride this deal all the way out to 2031, I think they're really low. That's just not what you see in today's league anymore. You know, the structure of the deal, the history of quarterback contracts, and also the recent path of the salary cap, I don't know if we're going to see Mahomes truly play out all the way to 2031 with that team. You just don't see that. A lot of NFL deals, especially deals that approach or reset the top of their respective markets, they have the team options tacked on the end to raise their value or produce impressive round numbers in the media to really blow our minds. But the structure of this deal, there are some things in it that allude to, okay, this, if both sides sour here, which is very, very likely as we see in pro sports. Now, if they're winning, that's a different story. You know, it'll be very rare. I'll just say this. It'll be very rare to see Patrick Mahomes play out this entire thing. But there's some that are out there predicting that this could be like maybe a five or six year deal, you know, accruing over $180 million before they negotiate a new contract after the 2025 season. I've read that a lot. And then some have tried to compare it to Mike Trout's 12-year, $426.5 million contract. And it's not really ideal or realistic to compare those two contracts simply because, you know, all of Trout's deal is fully guaranteed. It's about that guaranteed moolah, right? While Jest, and I use that lightly here, Jest won $141.4 million of Mahomes' deal was guaranteed. And that is for injury only. So, you know, that fully guaranteed money just can't compare to what Mike Trout is getting in his 12-year deal. So, and if you compare this to, you know, other quarterback contracts, you know, you can bring up Carson Wentz. You can bring up Jared Goff. You know, ESPN put together, you know, some great questions here about Patrick Mahomes' contract. And in terms of contracts, you know, it reads as this, quote, these sides were likely looking at deals handed to other first-round quarterbacks since the league adopted its rookie scale for draft picks. That group consists of Mahomes and six other quarterbacks, and Ryan Tannehill, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, Blake Bortles, Jared Goff, and Carson Wentz. And of those two, Goff and Wentz are the most comparable for two reasons. This is how they break it down. One is that they each signed an extension after the third season, just as Mahomes did. The other is that they were signed more recently than the other four passers, as Wentz signed his extension in June of 2019 before Goff followed in September. Wentz got $107.9 million in injury guarantees in his deal. Goff topped him at $110 million, and amid the salary cap rising 5.3% this year over 2019, Mahomes got just got $141 million, which is all of the cash he's due over the next five seasons. So, you know, when looking at it, if you compare the deal that Mahomes just signed over the next 6 years to other first-rounders who signed extensions off of their rookie contracts, you know, just look at the cap percentage numbers of this. You know, because for Mahomes, you know, 4 new years with a new salary of what $155 million, the cap is at 15.4%. So while Mahomes is set to make more money than any quarterback from that group that includes Wentz, Goff, Newton, and Luck, the difference isn't staggering in the way that the length or total value of the deal suggests. You know, looking at 15.4% of that cap percentage for Mahomes, I mean, Wentz is right behind that with 13.7%. And then, you know, Goff, you know, even further up at 14.3%. You got Andrew Luck at 14.9%. So there's a lot of things in this contract that gives some wiggle room. When you take all this into consideration here, because I'm sure there's some people out there, if you're like me, I really have to study contracts because I'm just not a numbers guy. That's why I went into journalism. I really have to study these contracts to fully grasp what they mean. And I looked at Patrick Mahomes for a while yesterday, and I just had to think to myself, yeah, what are really the chances that Patrick Mahomes plays out this entire deal, and then the guaranteed money and so on and so forth. And then this whole thing concerning guarantee mechanism, which is confusing in itself, because that's what they keep talking about when discussing the Patrick Mahomes contract. You know, it's like this hot new term coined to make the Mahomes deal look even more significant. It appears that a guaranteed mechanism is the language in a deal designed to trigger a guarantee at a particular time and date. So you reach a particular time in which guaranteed money kicks in. So it plays a really unique role in this particular extension for Mahomes, because, you know, he's got to hit a certain yearly mark with the team in order for that money to come into play. So, you know, it's why his deal is so unique. And beyond the length, it's so unique in that his yearly compensation guarantees in advance throughout the deal. You know, as the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reported, his 2020 to 2022 base salaries and roster bonuses are guaranteed alongside his $10 million signing bonus when the deal is signed. Now, his 2023 compensation guarantees in 2021, his 2024 compensation guarantees in 2022, and most of his 2025 compensation guarantees in 2023, with the remainder guaranteeing in 2024. So after that, Mahomes' money guarantees 1 year in advance, with his 2026 compensation locking in place in 2025, his 2027 compensation guaranteeing in 2026 and onward until 2030. So he's got to reach a certain year in order for the following year's money to kick in. It's not guaranteed. And again, that's why I stated this is not like the Mike Trout deal. So I'm just hoping that Patrick Mahomes continues to redefine the quarterback position. I hope that this young brother continues to work hard, doesn't get fat and happy. Again, his character doesn't allude to that whatsoever. He is one hardworking dude, and you just read the response from around the league, from his teammates and other NFL peers alike, and this kid has such a great work ethic. I'm hoping that he continues and keeps that up, and knock on wood, doesn't get injured at all. And if he does, that it's minor. Look, it's not to say he's not going to get injured throughout these next 10 seasons, these next 10 years. That's just not realistic when you play the gladiator sport that is pro football. Just not realistic. But you know, I'm hoping that when these little injuries come, that they're just little. They're nothing that are going to provide any significant setback for him, because I just love this young man, and I think that, you know, he is such an amazing representative of the NFL, and this deal is going to open the door for other quarterbacks, other black quarterbacks, to sign lucrative deals in comparison to their white counterparts. All right? So, major, major stuff, and congratulations to you, my homies. Continue to do your thing. Only 24 years old. Must be nice, right? Must be nice. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts as I continue to tell you why this NBA restart is a bad idea as we all try and get through what is still this very unnerving first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I want to take you home on this conversation right here. And that centers on the NBA's restart. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show during our headliners, you know, the Detroit Tigers resuming the Major League Baseball season. And in the MLB, they also, there are many players out there who are also very cautious as it pertains to that shortened 60-game slate. And when it also, then you had the drama with the MLB and the MLB Players Association, the MLBPA, when it came to contracts and money. And, you know, when the postseason begins in Major League Baseball, I mean, players will basically be playing for free, right? And, you know, I just don't understand it. As I continue to watch the news on the daily, you know, I try not to drown myself in it, which can be so easy because you're trying to stay informed and you're trying to be safe. And there seems to be so many blurred lines out there, because I'm seeing so many people that I know on my social media not social distancing at all, not really wearing any mask. Especially over the July 4th weekend, people who decided to drive up north and drive up north and hit lakes and party it up, and, you know, not just here in Michigan, but across the nation, people were turning up like the coronavirus just upped and said, "All right, I'll see you. I'm gone." Walked out the door. I just don't know. I'm so confused right now. As the numbers continue to go up, as hospitals continue to be strained, nurses and doctors pulling out their hair, I just don't understand it, and I'm so confused. But as the numbers go up, I feel like we are in a state right now, a mindset, so many are in a mindset where you don't want to see the year completely washed away, especially as we're in the summertime, and this is normally when people are taking summer vacations and you're traveling and taking time off. You don't want this virus to take away your fun and your leisure that you're willing to force it a bit. And in some cases, not a bit, more than a bit. And in terms of finances and our economy, there are so many businesses out there, and I get it. Businesses out there who are struggling right now, who were told you can open up and you know, now you got to keep things at like a 25 or 30% capacity. No indoor dining. You got to take things outside. I mean, it is really a tough time. So you're willing to take the risk. It's like, all right, do I open up and risk getting sick or open up or close down, excuse me, and not pay my rent, not put food on the table? Because right now, government assistance is very limited. Unemployment is through the roof. There's so many things going through your mind. So with that being said, and where our country is right now, I just don't get why the NBA, why Major League Baseball is trying to force this thing. Well, take that back. I get it from this perspective. It's the same, I guess it's kind of that same mindset, right? From a financial standpoint, both the MLB and the NBA are looking for a money grab, are trying to salvage where they usually are right now during this time of the year, and that is making moolah, making money, not in the red. And players want to be paid. Owners want to see money come in. But all that is put on hold. So they are willing to take the risk that comes with possible outbreaks, players getting infected and sick, because maybe the majority of them won't, and we can continue a season and we can bring in some money, not on ticket sales, because you can't have fans in the stands, but based on those TV contracts, because people are going to watch regardless. Most of us aren't doing anything else. We're just sitting at home waiting for this pandemic to go on chill mode just a bit. But I just, for me, from a morality standpoint, from a human standpoint, I just feel like the NBA is putting every player and his family at risk here. J.J. Redick, New Orleans Pelicans guard, quote, "There's absolutely no comfort level, none. I know the league and I know the union has tried to create this environment, and I get it, but there's so much else going on right now." Damian Lillard, Portland Trailblazers guard, quote, "My confidence ain't great because you're telling me you're going to have 22 teams full of players following all the rules. When we have 100% freedom, everybody don't follow all the rules. I don't have much confidence." More on this tomorrow due to time. We got to get on out of here, though. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. Again, we got scattered thunderstorms throughout the day, but it should clear up later on this evening. Please be safe, be smart, and as always, please be easy, people.